Acha, the second line. Acha is shishim o shivim shana hoysa ba shel shichad ba chetzi amin shimrai hiyosa ba chetzi amin hot the once every 6 or 7 years, the Brisa says, then there would be leftover, which amounted to half of a yearly measure, an annual measure of the k'doris. So in other words, when they're mixing the k'doris, then there would be a surplus every year, a slight surplus, and once every 6 or 7 years, it would all add up to half of the total amount of a annual k'doris supply. And Hadahi, and this is what we learned, most k'doris mayosimba, what would they do with the excess k'doris? Because here we see that there was excess k'doris. So therefore the question is, of course, what they did with it, and that's discussed elsewhere. Tani, we learned tikkur k'zayis b'chutz chayev. This is talking about the k'doris, even though hikter is very often used for korbanos themselves. Here it's talking about the k'doris. Hikter k'zayis b'chutz, if you bring part of korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, chayev, you're liable for the prohibition of bringing korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Pachas mi'k'zayis b'fnim, for bringing k'toris. Sorry, it's k'toris. Here you brought less than a k'zayis outside, you're liable for being k'toris outside. Pachas mi'k'zayis b'fnim, what if you brought k'toris inside the Kodesh, but it was less than a k'zayis? So potter, you're exempt. What are you exempt from? You fulfilled your obligation for the day. In other words, the obligation to bring k'toris doesn't have a shear, doesn't even have to be k'zayis. Anything you bring is sufficient. Says Gemara, no. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shemir said, it has to be the flip side of the previous statement. Since it says you're only liable if you're bringing k'toris the size of k'zayis on the outside, so shma minat shama, from this you would conclude that pachas mikazayis bifneim potter, that if it's less than k'zayis on the inside, you are exempt, means that you're exempt from getting punished. Okay? So it means that if the outside is talking about where you're chayev for the k'toris outside the Beis HaMikdash, so it's about the inside, can't be talking about you being yoytzer your chiyuv, rather it's talking about what you're potter, you're exempt from bringing, meaning, how should I put it? It means that even though you didn't, you're a yotze your obligation, you might have thought that since a chiyuv, it's an iser which you committed because you brought it to the k'doris and didn't bring the sufficient shear, it's like, you know, extra, like Baal Taisif, I guess, to bring extra k'doris, which is actually, it says in Parsha Shmi, Osa'alu alav k'toris zora. You shouldn't bring a foreign k'toris, so maybe this would be considered foreign k'toris because it's not the proper shear. It's too small. So therefore you might be chayiv, servant, say no, you're potter. Just like outside, you're only chayiv unless you have a k'zayis. So to inside, you're only chayiv if you bring a superfluous k'toris, if it's a k'zayis. Let's say in the middle of the day you brought an extra k'zayis of k'toris, then of course you'd be chayiv. But if you bring less of the k'zayis and you didn't bring a sufficient shear, you're not chayiv having brought a sufficient an extra k'toris. Says the Gemara, it says in the Chumash that when you bring the k'toris and a kippah, it's got to be dako. It's got to be very finely ground. Matam Lor, why does it tell us this? Mishinemar, because already it says shach the shachach limeno adek. Grind it finely. The entire year. You came Lomanamar Daka, so why is a Daka special on Yom Kippur? Should they Daka mean a Daka should be extra fine? Ketero said, what do you do? Marvishlosha money Mary Yom Kippur, you take us to set aside 3 measures on Erev Yom Kippur, Umarzir Lamachtesh, you put them back in the grinder. Gede Lamalas Mimena Chofnak, in order to fill his hands with it the next day. Gede Lachayim, but Daka mean a Daka, nor should be fine, it's still defined. Period. Now, it said in the Mishnah that all the Kiddusha Daim Raglimes of the day were done in the from a pitcher. They weren't done from the Kiyar. So it says the Gemara, Amrav Yehuda, Chutz Mikiddush Rishon, except for the first one day, which he did from the Kiyar, from the pitcher, but rather from the actual, you know, spigots of the kior from which all the other quantum would do it. Rabbi Yosef, Mr. Arden says, "A few bikkurish rishon, the first one of the day was done from the from a pitcher. It was not done for the regular spigots." Matzisa b'lig Rabbi Yehuda. It seems apparent that a brisa argues Rabbi Yehuda because it says, "Kol kem shuv b'mikdash shoyi ruim l'kiddush shadayim raglayim." Says all the vessels in the basin mikdash are suitable for kiddush shadayim raglayim. So it sounds like all kiddush shadayim raglayim could be done from vessels. Why should you have to do the first one of the day from the kior? So says Mar, you pasal chutz mikidush rishon. No, except for the first one. First one has to be done from the spigots of the regular, from the spigots of the regular kior, because just like any other coin has to begin his day with a kiddush adayim raglayim from the kior, so to the coin gadol as well. Well, if that's the case, Masisa plig Rabbi Yisro. It says there seems to be this talk of price which argues Rabbi Yisro, which says hakior va'akein ma'akvi. Says you must have a kior and its base in the base hamikdash in order to do the avodah. So we see it would seem that at the beginning of every day you must indeed do kiddush adayim raglayim from the kior. Pasalos, he says, no, mikoma makiv, they have to be in place, but not that you actually have to use them. There was a din in the construction of the base hamikdash that there must be a kior present in order the base hamikdash to be properly constructed, but not that you actually have to use them in order to fulfill the obligation of kiddush adayim raglayim. Every day there were four, this one which we just had in the Bible a few days ago, every day there were four pyres on the Mizbeach. Today there were five pyres, even at Merkur and Armer. Every day there were three, but today there were four. Every day there were two, and today were three. What's the part which teaches us our mayors? Stand that there were four every day and five today. It says every day there should be a fire in the Mizbeach, it should not be extinguished. Zuma Rechis Kumeish, that's the second fire to sustain the fire. Ubiera Lakwe, the coin should burn a fire on it. Zuma Rechis, says an additional fire, Ikule Varim Torim, to consume the limbs and fats from the previous night. Varachaleo, and you should put on it the Ola. Zuma Racha Gdoila, that's the primary flame. Nitalechave Shlomi, you should put upon it the fats. So here we dash the word Vihikdir. Zukatores, this is the normal pyre for the Torahs every year. And on Yom Kippur, there's a special pyre for the additional Torahs of Yom Kippur. Says Marvlesi, Rabbi Yosef Marechas, equally Evorim. So each one, obviously, in turn, our mission deducts one Marocha. So later, Rabbi Yossi Marech Sikhle for him. Rabbi Yossi does not hold that there was a separate pyre in order to consume the limbs of the day before. And he deducts one for that. Later, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know there was a separate pyre, Marech Sikhlemesh, to sustain the fire. So he deducts one for that. Ma'amakai, Rabbi Yehuda, Eishtamid. I suppose Rabbi Yehuda do it the words of the Bosk. Eishtamid seems like there must be a pyre to sustain the fire. No, he mentions that. The fire I told you to eat tommy. I'm sorry, Esha Maitilcha to eat tommy. He tells you that the fire that I said should be constant, meaning the place where I want all the flame to constantly rage, Lote Elam Mizbeach, it should only be on the outer Mizbeach and not on the inner Mizbeach. We don't have a fire on the inner Mizbeach, which is constantly raging. It only is when you bring the Ktoris in the morning, Ktoris in the evening, and you'll keep her, Those more crossing extra close, your keeper didn't go on the Mizbeach as long. Sorry, scratch that. Says Gemara, Tom Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Lozar, the limbs and fats which are not consumed for the night before, also some Madura, you make them into a pile. The Sarach and Beat Neat, you burn them by themselves. Not only that, the Doichan Lemus are Shabbos, you can be Docha Shabbos for them. How do we know that? Rabbi Yaakov Barach Mishem Rabbi Shmuel Barabba says, "Mas Isa Amar Kain." Our mission indicates that. Why? Because says, "B'chol Yom Hayu Shar Sham Arba Marochos." Says there are four pyres every day, and of course the Yom Kippur fifth one. Match Mamiga. How do you derive from that? Ayom Chametz. It says today there's a fifth one, so therefore it must be that the every day, even including Yom Kippur, there was a pyre for burning the limbs and fats, if there was a prior for burning lulav and fats, that means you can even do it on Shabbos, because Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same kedusha. How could this be? Something which is not necessary for the day is doicha the day, meaning you don't have to burn the limbs and fats. If there were no limbs and fats to burn, the carbon is still kosher, right? So why do we need a separate pyre for them? And that's doicha Shabbos, right? How could there be such a thing? So Amalei said a very interesting answer. He probably doesn't give this answer. So Amalei, yeah, there are things which are doicha Shabbos which are not essential. For example, Eidei HaChodesh, the witnesses who come for Kiddush HaChodesh, they're not essential, right? You don't need Eidim for Kiddush HaChodesh. You just can wait till the no Eidim come, right? Or if they don't come, so you make Kiddush HaChodesh without them, right? So for Doichin, yet nevertheless, the Doichin Shabbos, they push up Shabbos in order to make Kiddush HaChodesh Bizmano. Right, so too the Varim Patorim, even though they're not necessary, the Doicha Shabbos in order to make Kiddush, in order to do it at the proper time, which means the evening after the Korban was brought. How do we know that for Kiddush HaKadosh the Doicha Shabbos? It's here Taman. We learned it back from after Rosh Hashanah. Shamahach Laleviyim, when they can get the basin by the end of the following day, Mechanis the Shabbos, you can defile the Shabbos, desecrate the Shabbos. The Yoytan is the Kodesh will go out to testify in the new moon. Minayel Marechet Yom Kippur, I know this is a separate fire for Yom Kippur in order to make the Ketor, in order to bring the coals for the Ketor is burning Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yir Mishim Rai Pados said, Gachale, very interesting derivation, it says Gachale, it says coals, fake coals. Matam Lomar Eish, why does it say Gachale Eish? Coals of fire, right? What are coals made out of? Water. Matam Lomar Eish, so it says, look at this drush, very interesting. Shibetela gabi gichomi means the fire from which is constitutes the pyre from which you take the coals for the inner ktoris should be considered null and void, or rather should be negated by having taken that fire. In other words, these gecholim, they are the ash. Now if it's one of the other marachos, the pyre survive taking of the coals, right? Because it's independent fuel. But if it's a pyre exclusively and solely created for the purpose of getting the coals for the ktoris, so then it will not survive, of course, the taking of the coals for the ktoris. That's learned. Gachle Eish, these coals should be the coals that make up the fire and no more. So it's got to be a special pyre. Okay? Now we're going to dash in every word here. We dash Gachle, we dash in Eish. And we dash into the juxtaposition of Gachle Eish separately. So it says more, let's see that inside. Gechole, Gechole sounds like it could be dark coals. Namelom Reish, no, it says fire. Eish, Yochol Shalevis, perhaps it's then a live flame. Namelom Gechole Eish, it says Gechole. So how so? How do we reconcile these two possibilities? Mealoch Shos, hot coals. They're whispering coals, which means they're making noise because they're crackling. From these crackling coals. And again, how do we know the fire should be canceled once the coals are taken away? It's got to be that these coals make up the fire. Period. Very interesting discussion. Not immediately relevant to our discussion here. Well, it's only very roundabout. But in the Mishkan, when they travel from place to place, what was the status of the Lechem HaPonim? It was traveling, right? So it was outside its walls, right? So it is impossible because of Yotze, whether it left its proper precincts or not. So it's Machlokas. So Rishum and Levi Amar, and Lechem HaPonim Nivsa B'Shas Mazos, it's not rendered possible by traveling. Rav Yechel Amar, Lechem HaPonim Nivsa B'Shas Mazos, it is rendered possible by traveling. Rabbi Yishim and Levi said, to bring you a proof that it's not rendered him unfit. Why is that? Because it says, Kasher Yachanu Ked Yisavavu, just like when they drew to camp, so to when they travel. Look at that. Just like when they're sitting tight, it doesn't become possible. Obviously not, because they're in camp and all the all the boundaries are properly set up and it has its own precincts. Abinciasim, so too when they travel, it's as if they're standing still, and therefore ain't an ifsa, the bread is not rendered possible. Rabbi Yamishim, Rishuv, and Levi said a different drasha teaches the same thing. Benasa Oyel Moed, it says that the tent, which is the Mishkan, Mach Levim, at the camp of the Levites, should travel with Socha Machanos, should travel in the other camps. Says the Gemara, what is it coming to tell us, right? So it says the Gemara, within the camps, with Socha Machanos, and even when it's traveling, it's the same status as when it's sitting stationary within the camps, meaning that the Lechem upon him is not Nifsal B'Yoytze. Okay? Now, similar question. Rabbi Yaakov, Rachamashim, Rabbi Yami said, Rishem Elazar, name Rabbi Elazar, Hatzorev Kachim Bachutz. What if you burn Kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Mishkan, excuse me, and we do this at a time when they're traveling, right? The same idea, right? So Hatzorev Kachim Bachutz Shas Masos Loken. He gets Malkus because, the Beis HaMikdash is as if it exists, and therefore you cannot burn any Kachim outside at that point, even though they're traveling. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kachim nitchim b'shas masos na'a. At the time they're traveling, all Kachim lose their status, because it's as if they left their proper precincts, right? As we said before. So therefore, you can do whatever you want with it. You can burn it, you can throw it to the wind, whatever, but of course you can't eat it. But you can burn it any way you want. You don't have to dafka retain its status as kachim. However, this is kind of an aside. Rabbi Yochanan adds, "Tameim prushim kol echad echad mimchitzaso." Even though technically speaking, all the camp's boundaries between machanos and between the Trina Machanos and between the Mishkan and all that is cancelled. So therefore, the kachim are nidche, they're pushed off and rendered unfit. Nevertheless, the mitzmein were always separate from the camp. They remain separate from the camp, even when the camp is traveling. And it says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Tadiro Amilsa Pupuma de Rabbana. They said, nah, you should know that this is a very, very prevalent statement in the mouths of the rabbis. They argue, Rabbi Yochanan. What do they say? Very interesting statement. The stalkwam of parochas, once the parochas is ruled in its proper place, hutra mechitza, zavim tzoraim, the zavim tzoraim, all those tzmeim guys, they can cram into the camp. They don't have to stay out anymore. So Rabbi Yochanan said they do. He argues and says they do not have to. Okay? Now, Masisa Messiah Day. There's a price to assist each one of the previous statements as to whether the Lechem Aponi becomes possible when they're traveling. First, Masisa Messiah Le Rabbi. Typo, of course, here, Billy and Ephraim, but Shari Torah starts to so say, Masisa Messiah Le Rabbi Yochanan. First, they have price which proves Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's good that at the time that they're traveling, it's no longer Lechem Aponi. Why? Because it says, in the Teira, Lechem Aponi Lefanai, Tomi. It's always my Lechem Aponi. Tomi means, Afilu says the Sifra there, with the Medrash Tanoim. Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, it's my Lechem Aponi. Tomi, Afilu, with opportunity, even when you're Tomi, it's my Lechem Aponi. Yes, but why doesn't it say Shas Masos? Why it say there should be Lechem Aponi Lefanai, Tomi, in that Safra, the Darshan, that also when they're traveling? It must be when they're traveling, it's not considered to be part and parcel of the time requisite to have bread on Lechem Aponim. The flip side of that is, it must be that bread which is on Lechem Aponim when they travel is possible as a result. It comes to the possible because of the Yotze.
Now, the Lechem Aponim was known as Shulchan as they were traveling.
Right, but the Shulchan outside the Kodesh is not as holy. That's exactly the point he's made here. Okay? Says the Gemara, Masisa Messiah Lu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It says Rabbi Yochanan, no, the flip side of the typo. Surprise is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It says, Lo Sechodeh, the fire on the Mizbeach was not extinguished, Af Masos, even they were traveling. So from here we see that whatever Kedusha there was or is retained even during traveling, it's logical to say that applies to Lechem Aponim as well. Says Mara, Vitaki, the fire didn't go out. So Mishas Masas Mayu Osim Bula. How do you skip? What would they do with the fire, right? Says Mario, you kaif in love paskatai. They put on it a metal vessel. Tiber Rabbi Yehuda. Mishir Omer, no. Ah, Mishas Masas Mayu Medashtin Osa. At the time that they traveled, they used to cook, turn down the fire and clean out the ashes. Shemar says, "Additional time is back. Who parcel of beggar on Ramon?" It says, "Take the ashes off of his back and put on it a purple garment." So this you see, they used to stop the fires when they travel, right? But you have him his back dolek because obviously the zeal is burning. Loya begging now come on his rough. When did the purple garment get burnt? So it must be they stopped the fire. Takim, I have Leirahino. It's Rabbeinu do the fact that they put a garment over it. The Chorot's a good proof against him, who says that when fire gets up burning, why didn't it burn? Says according to Rabbi Yehuda, Pat Gitar Yukoif in the law of the Milamawa. Immediately on top of the fire, there was this metal cage, and on top of that, they put the Begad Argamon, so there was an ant from somewhere in the middle, which wouldn't get burnt. Says Mar, fine. But Mamakam Rabbi Yehuda, what does it really do with the Pus, which says, additional time is back, they should clean up the back when they travel? How can they clean it off, right? If the fire is going, then they don't clean it off. Says Mara, v'yirvu. No, he interprets the word v'dishnu here means v'yirvu. Yirvu means the mizbeach should be happy, meaning it should be properly packed up. Just like somebody who's roveh, is satiated and is full. Kaidom Rabbi Yehuda and Paz, and Paz says, "Va'ocha v'sava v'dashen." He translates here, "Dishnu" is like it says, "You'll eat and be satisfied and become fat." So to here, it doesn't mean literally they remove the ash, but it means the mizbeach was prepared in a proper fashion for traveling, in a way which made it dashen, which made it relaxed. I guess I don't know exactly how to translate. In any event, that made it luxuriant. Okay?
So, no conclusion as to the fire was.
No conclusion. I think it's common to assume that it was on when they were traveling. I don't know where I remember that from. Might be. That's just my making up. Okay. Adra Paratarva Coffee, new parrot. By the way, you came late. We had no minion tonight.
So we're trying to make it, and I think we will. So anybody who wants to, meaning myself, can make it to Rabbi Achim's Yeshua for a 10 o'clock minyan. So
one blot down, one to go. Otilo Zakafe Samachta. Sorry for rushing you. I did not mind you. Otilo Zakafe Samachta. They took out for the Kohen Gadol the kaf, the spoon, and the machta, the shovel. And of course, the Gemara is going to ask in the Bavli, Yerushalmi, same question asked in the Bavli, that already had the shovel full of coals outside already. And he took handfuls. Nasa took a calf, and they put it into the spoon. How God, if he got low, the chafina, the mloch of nine, was by a big coin going to his size. How God, if he got no smoke going to his size as well. The kachoy saw midasan, and this was their measure. In the Bible, it says midasan. And that provokes several questions by on the part of the Bavli. But here in the Shalom it says midasan. It might be for that reason there aren't any questions of what it means, because it would mean very simply that the size of the coin determines the size of the chafina. Okay, neitas amachtami mino. So he takes the shovel with the coals in his right hand. As a kavismol, he takes the spoon with the ktoris in his left hand. Ma'ach be'echol, he goes into Echol Ach Magil b'ben shtei parochas until he reaches the two parochas. Avtilos ben Kosh and Kosh Kedoshim, there were two, one behind the other. Uvein and Am, between them there was an Amu walkway. Rabbi Elsiyom, Rabbi Elsiyom says, Lo Yashem Ela Parochas Achaz Bilvat. There's only one parochas. Shemar says, V'idil parochas lochem, singular, in Kosh and Kosh Kedoshim, between the Holy and the Holy of Holies. Okay? Says the Megamore, look what so then we already learn about the shovel. Another Samachti went to, took the mouth of the shovel, rolled the back, went to the top of Mizbeach, and got cold there previously. So that's what Mishnah talking about, what's talking about a new Machta. Kinemasis is a way to understand the Mishnah. Esa Ka, Vesa Bozich. it's not the machta, but rather it's the spoon, and it's a bazach, which is a container which contains the ketores, you know, for the rest of the year, or vice versa. It's not clear, but one of these things, the pashas is the bazach. The kaf is the spoon, which you scoop out the ketores, and the bazach is the large container which is contained. Mao kaf, what is a kaf? Obviously, it's got to be large. It could be a magus. It's got to be like a ladle. Not a stomach kaf, but a rather ladle, because it's got to hold the Kohen Gadol's Moloch of 9. Okay? Says, well, maybe a magus means a mixing spoon. Our Rabbi Yosef said, Adamarab. Now, our mission teaches us a very interesting concept, according to him. Adamarab teaches us that Kli Chol, that the vessel in which they store the Torahs is a mundane vessel. Because he Tamar Kli Kodesh, we're going to say it's a holy vessel. So how could it be Dover Shekidesh B'Kli, something which was consecrated in a vessel, I forgot how to read this. Yeah, but now what's supposed to be? Why shouldn't be Mechaber? What?
Doesn't mean that it has Kippur. I don't know whatever that means, though. Of course we did exclusion, it's Kli Shoris. Missing something. I guess you're right. I think it's maybe it's supposed to be Nifta. Yeah, the carbonate changes the gear, sir. That's what's really off. Carbonate
changes the gear, sir.
Let me just set up the motion.
Yeah, Nifta. Got to change the text. Okay.
Sorry. 1 second. Time out on the field.
Ktoras can be redeemed. Ktoras can be redeemed because every year it has to come for the new fiscal year. Remember, there's something left at the end of the year. They have to redeem it and buy it back, right? So if that's the case, if it was Kaddish and Kli Shoris, something which is Kaddish and Kli Shoris can never be redeemed. So if the storage vessel in which the Ktoras was stored was holy, so then they can never redeem it at the end of the year. So therefore it must be... What? No, the bezel. The bezel which holds it till now. Okay? Mau kaf is magus, period. And Amar Rabbi Yosi Adamra that the bezach from which they pour it, the bezach was the container which held it the rest of the year, the large container which held the Torahs. So it must be that bezach is a kli chol, because in Tamar kli kodesh, you're going to say it's only Dovash Kiddush be kli nifteh. It's already consecrated. It can't be redeemed anymore. These power. Now this is itself a machlokas. We have machlokas pitma b'chulin. If you made the ktoras in chulin, meaning not in a holy vessel, Rabbi Yisrael Chinamar Psula. He holds it's got to be made in a holy vessel. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mark Shira. Shira Levi says it's kosher. Might never be with you, Rabbi Yisrael Chinina. What's the larger Rabbi Yisrael Chinina? Kodesh, he says, Kodesh is holy. Shetei Avosim ben Kodesh. She brought from a Kodesh vessel. Might have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kodesh, he means not that it should be brought from a holy vessel, rather that it should come from Hekdesh funds. I mean that the Torah is brought from the Truma Salishka for the funds which come ultimately from the Machzis of Shekel, just like all Karbonos. Rabbi Yisrael Boon said a very interesting comparison. As you are the Rabbi Yisrael Chinuch Shmuel, Rabbi Yisrael Chinuch is going like Shmuel. Rabbi Shulman Levi goes like Rabbi Yochanan. How so? The thing we learned, Amak Nishulchas of Sonny, Katrit, all this property. But he went, Dvarim Rui and the Karbon of Sibur, there are things of them which are suitable for Karbon of Sibur. Now, whatever happens to them is not material to us. But what are things Rui the Karbon of Sibur? Rabbi Yochanan says, Kiteges.
Says the word Kiteges. That's the case, we see, that somebody is bequeathing, right?
Ketoris, it must be he made the Ketoris himself. Does he own Kli Sharis, this guy? Only the base of Mikdash owns Kli Sharis. So it must be that we're talking about Kli Sharis. That's right, that a Ketoris is not to be made in the Kli Sharis, right? Because again, how can it say he's bequeathing it to Hekdesh? It already was Hekdesh. Is that clear?
Maybe it's the monetary value of the...
No, but then it was already Kodesh. It's not giving anything. Right? It says here that a Makdash Chasivin Dvorim Kodesh means it wasn't Kodesh till now. Right? So Masir Rabbi Yochanan says that it's making that Ketores can be made in the Chulin. And Rabbi Yeshua said, no, not necessarily. Tipotter, maybe it's talking about Uman Mishal Beis Avtinas. Now, the truth is Gilin Ephraim takes out the Uman Mishal Beis Avtinas. That's a little bit difficult because maybe Beis Avtinas they used to make the Ketores and the Kli Sharis. They were experts. They could make the Kli Sharis. What's the big deal? There's no trial and error by them. So he takes out of words. He says he put there for Uman. Why Uman? Why craftsman? Because craftsman, that's not at the end of the year, is to do the rollover. What they would do is they would give it to Uman. As, so to speak, not directly, but as wages for his, we had him sefer shkod, as wages for his work, and then he would sell it back to the Beis Hamikdash. So we see that there is Ketores, which can be, even though it's Kodesh, can then be made whole again. And that's leftover Ketores at the end of the year. Says the Gemara, Shoya Notos, Chorab, it's Chor Ketores, you speak as the real Ketores, and then for the Ketores to be, So says my Yisro Chinuch Shmuel. That's all like Rabbi Shimon Levi. Shimon Levi says that it can be made, the Ketores can be made in a Kli Chol. Now, Rabbi Yisro Chinuch is going like Shmuel. I'm Rabbi Chunin B'Shem B'Shmuel, that has he done a Kli Kodesh. Machdesh is also a sock of Kli Shoris of Kodesh. The mortar and pestle themselves are like a Kli Shoris in order to consecrate the Ketores. Okay, so it has to be made in Kodesh. Rabbi Yosef Rabun. Rabbi Yosef Rabun said, Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Rabbi Chuna, Kumi Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Chuna told over the sugi to Rabbi Yosef. And he asked him, wait a minute, hold on. So in fact, how can he give, if you're going to say Ketores has made an holy vessel, how can he give it to a craftsman at the end of the year? It's still Kodosh. Still Kodosh, and I'll have to give it over. If it's made a Kli Chol, I can understand he give it to a craftsman. But it's made in Kli Kodesh. How can you ever give it to a craftsman? It's holy stuff. Can't be redeemed. Says Mara, Armalei. So he said, there's a couple answers. One answer is, Vlav Shmuel, who isn't it going like Shmuel? Ushmuel Amar, Ka'u b'moisar. It's a special needs if I left over that even though it's Kodesh, you can still redeem it. These Baalgut, because we learned such machlokas, so see your community. At the end of the year, oh, this is a trick question. I'm going to get you guys tonight. How many tmidim will exist to me at the end, left at the end of every year?
Most years.
Excess tmidim.
Yeah,
Get out those kicking machines.
Then it wouldn't be a trick quest.
Six. Because every they used to have always 4 days in advance.
Don't remember that?
In the Lishkas HaTloim, they used to have always 4 days to meet him in advance. No?
You say so.
Do you remember, Dr. Sinha? No? Do you remember? So there were six left at the end of the year. So the question is how to get them to roll over to the following year. Because there were always four. Those that day and three more days. So says the Gemara, how do you roll over those six? So it's here to be Nishmol Mar Niftin Ketmimim. They can redeem even though they're Tamim. Even though they're Tamim. There's no such thing, generally speaking, but that's a special cow because they're surplus. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Naha Niftin Kusulim Mikdosh have to be grazed till they get a womb and only then redeemed. Similarly, Osir Tzeirim. So Osir Tzeirim. The excess goats left over, which were going to be brought as Musafim, you know, for Musaf, they brought goats. Same with the Agat and Shmuel. Shmuel says, if they say, they can redeem an Oila. A Tomid, right? A Chatos, the Tzeirim were brought as Chatos, so Koshke, you certainly can redeem it. Dr. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Tzeirim Omer, Yeru, they must be grazed so they get a moon, which is the same thing he said before, that they have to be redeemed like bodily movement. You could use these and bring them as olos to adorn the mizbech. They don't have to be redeemed. They can be used directly as olos. Says what? Gosh, it's difficult. Yesh chatos pray for oila. Hey, it will start out being chatos. So oila chatos for musaf of Rosh Chodesh of Yontif. How can you make an oiler? What kind of sleight of hand is that? Rabbi Yisrael said, Shani, actually, the Lord's going to give two reasons. One reason is, you only fix a carbon tibor as whatever carbon is meant to be when it's shechted. So therefore, the mortal words of certain individuals, mentions name is base matter, it ain't over till it's over. So therefore, since until the shechita takes place, since the shechita takes place, there is no determination. You can bring the schatas as an ola. Make an upgrade kedusha. That's what you do. Says more. Another answer. Amrei bichadachanina ben trajo. A different answer, which is a very well known answer. Tonight, based in alamosora shekarvu ola. It's like late based in masna we have in the Bavli, which is that based in says if they're left over, we'll make them olos. It's part of the original kekdish. That there's a tznai built in that if they're left over, they can become olos. Okay? Now, in any event, all that just teaches us that we have a machlokas about ketores, but ketores has to be made in kli chol or kli shores, and even in saying kli shores, there's a possibility they can still redeem it at the end of the year. Why? Because it's a special kula based on really, the Gemara didn't use it till now, but also previously, a lay based in Masneh, that you should have the capacity to change something which is surplus at the end of the year and have it revert to some other purpose. Okay? Says the Gemara, Molei Kumtzah. It says about the Ktoires, about Mincha, sorry. By Mincha it says Molei Kumtzah. Right? Full Ktoires, full comments. Yocha Molei Kumtzah Mevurot, maybe what means even coming out of the sides, right? Extending. No, says Gemara, Talmud Lomar Bikumso in his claimants. Ah, even Kumso Yochel Yikumot's Russia's voice. So just have a little bit like this, right? Do a little bit with the tips of your fingers. Talmud Lomar Molei Kumso complete. Okay, so what do you do? Chofes Pas Yodo Be Machvas. You stick your palm into the Machvas, the pan. Merchesh is the tipat. And then you pull up flour, mochi betzomi lamalon, and you wipe off the excess with your finger on top, and lamata. Okay? Says Mar Taman Omar, okay, that works by coins. Taman Atomar, mole kumso, bikumso. But hocha Atomar, mole, it's a typo. I don't know, typo. It could work without calling it typo, but it's easier to call it typo. But here it says, according to Carbonator, mole chofnov. Says mole chofnov. So what does mole chofnov teach us? You have to have pashtus as much of the Kohen Gadol can possibly hold. But how do you know only what he can hold? Because it doesn't say Bichofnav here. It says Bikumtso there. It only says Bichofnav, Molichofnav here. So Rabbi Yaakov Acher, Rabbi Simon, Shem, Rishu, Malevi say, it's a Gzer Shova. Right? We learn that from Clement. That was a Gzer Shova, a Mamotzinu. I think it's a Gzer Shova because it says Moli, Moli. Malal and Clement. What? It says Kormirin, okay. Malal and Clement, there's a couple of typos here according to Shari Torah, Eretz Yisrael. We can make do without the typos. It's basically the same thing. Malal and Clement, Mevurat puzzle, just like Clement, which is excess. Mevurat is excess. It's possible. Hach here too. Chafnai mevuratzim. Right, if it's excess, it's possible. It has to be precise. No more, no less. Says more further. Chafnai mashiasu kikli shoris the kaddish. The chafnai, shall we have the probably, I think, right? Chafnai mashiasu kikli shoris the kaddish. This is hands like a kikli shoris. So, acher maushi achwa v'itel chofno. Well, it's going to be related. Can somebody else do the chafina and just pour it into his chofnaim? Does he have to scoop it up himself? Going to go, can he scoop into his hands? Maushi asem midel chofno. Can he, instead of doing chofnaim, it's not so hygienic, can he make a measure? Use the measure, like a measuring cup in order to measure the chofnaim. B'chol chofnaim misharin. Can it work with anybody's chafnaim or any mishnah el b'chafna for only his? So Rabbi Shimon Levi, asked another question. Chafan umeis. What if he we could have this in the Bible for sure? He did chafnaim and he died. Acher maushi kores b'chafna. Can the next kohen go to kamen with his chafnaim? So says the Gemara. They're all things are linked together. Eitem chafnaim also so kli shoreis lekadesh. It is going to say the chafnaim is like a kli shoreis. And that and it's Mekadesh. Adam Rachofen Umeis, the teaches us if he died, did the Chafin and died. And Acher Nichnas B'Chofnav. Nobody else can go in with his Chofnaim, right? Because it was in his Kli Shoreis. It's got to be in his Kli Shoreis. It started his Kli Shoreis. Can't go into somebody else's, right? Also, nobody else can put it into his chofnaim. He's got to do it himself because it's his kli shoreis which is required by the Torah. Now, there's an interesting change in gears here. Kormei says, means we need his chofnaim, right? We need it. We need him because it's his hands of kli shoreis. But the other mefarshim here, they don't change in gears. The Pnei Moshe says, no. You can make if his hands are clean shoreis, so he can commission the making of another clean shoreis. Because what difference does it make if it's his hand? Or if it's a clear hand, if it's a measure made to order, which is contain the same amount as his hands. So therefore he says, it's the gears is proper. If his hands are clean shoreis, you can make a clea which is of the same dimensions. The gears is when he measures out at the beginning, but rather it's going on how he transports it to the Kodesh Kodosh. So he's saying, if his hands are like a kli shoreis, so that means you have to carry his hands to the to Kodesh Kodashim because that's a kli shoreis and that's the way to transport it from where he is to the Holy of Holies. But make another kli shoreis according to his midah, right? That's okay. It's the same thing. So therefore, that's an alternate possibility. So again, the three possibilities here: either to change the gears, because his hands are essential, which I think is the Parshim Shad. Or to say that, no, since his hands are Kli Shoreis, so therefore he can make a Kli Shoreis instead of that, based on his measure, and use that in order to either measure out the Ketores originally, or to transport it to the Kodesh Kodashim, which is in fact what we do, right? In fact, we do transport the Ketores to the Kodesh Kodashim in a Keli, not in his hands. So says more of Eimishayim b'chol chofnaim, and you can't use anybody else's chof, and it has to be his chofnaim because it's his. That's the required kli shoreis for this avoda. In tamer chofnaim losu asong kli shoreis in kodesh. If you're going to say his chofnaim are not like a kli shoreis vis-a-vis the avoda, hadar mara chofen emes acher nichnas b'chofnaim. So even if he dies, somebody else can go in and continue. His hands are not what are requisite. He's dead. We use somebody else's hands. And acher chayfim nosa to chofnav. You don't need him to do it. Let somebody else do it and put it into his hands. Venos imida lechofnav. And according to the coordinator here, too, a change of girsa. So you can make a midah instead of him measuring. So you measure with a kli shoris, according to the Gilyan Oshas and the Pnei Moshe. No enosim midah luchofna of the specific, and it means that since it's if his hands are kli shoris, you can make a kli instead of his hands. But since his hands are not a kli shoris, so his davka has to use his hands and not a kli instead. And finally, Mishayim Bechol Chofnayim, since you can use anybody's hands, as long as you use hands, because the Chofnayim are not a Klishori specifically, and therefore, no matter what hands you use, those hands suffice. Period.
We are on Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, and we're up to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the bottom, 6th line from the bottom. Begin the line. Hagodol lefi godlo, a large person based on his size. Vakotan lefi vafiluk ben kimchis, even if it's like ben kimchis shoyis yodam achzekus karbo arbas kabin, whose hand held 4 kav. Vakotan lefi kodno, and a small person based on his size. Afiluk ben gamol, even like ben gamol shloyis yodam achzekus el kishne zaysim, whose hands only held 2 zaysim, it was very small hands. So no matter what the chofnayim hold, that's sufficient. Hiluch bizar mao. This is a case which the Bavli is also discussed, I think, elsewhere. I don't remember it's Numa. Maybe there's Numa to it. Yeah, but I think we also said Numa. Hiluch bizar kenizar. If a zar brings the blood coat to the mizbeach, mao, what's the status? Chizki amai hiluch bizar kosher. Remember we had it elsewhere in Yushami, that might be it. Chizki hiluch bizar kosher. So Chizki says, it doesn't matter. It's not one of the avoiders. So the zar can take the blood coat to the mizbeach. Rabbi Yane Omar, Hiluch Bazar Pasul, if a Zar takes the blood closer, it's Pasul, Masisa Bliga Rabbi Yane. The Mishnah seems to argue Rabbi Yane, because what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says the following Mishnah, Kibel Bimino, Venosam Bismolo, if you accepted the blood in your right hand, and you put it in your left hand, Yachs, you have to put it back to your right hand, right? And so the sounds like this left hand is no good. Usmolo Lav Locus, I'm sorry. It sounds you can put it back in your left hand, meaning that in your right hand when you get them is back to the Zrika. So it sounds like the left hand is good. Usmolo and his left hand, Lav Kizaru isn't like a czar, right? Just like your czar is not a Kohen, so to your left hand doesn't have the parameters of Kuna. Yet it says as long as it gets back to the right hand in the end, you began the right hand, the end in the right hand, if it goes to the left hand in the middle, it's not a problem. So it says Mar, no, not necessarily. Might be really is a problem. Tipata, this type of, perhaps this type of case, shows a smolo klapi lifnim, that your left hand was more inwards than your right hand. So in other words, you had, let's say the mizbeach is this direction, right? So, when I put the keli with the blood in my left hand, I have to return it to my right hand immediately, and that means I have to go this way to get to my right hand, which is outwards, away from the Mizbeach, right? So actually halacha going towards the Mizbeach with the left hand is possible. Going away from the Mizbeach, obviously, is not a problem. So therefore, that's okay. So we said, we're talking about whether halacha bizar is kosher. So it says, Ma'am Rabbi Ba, So he tried to bring a raya from the left hand. That just like the left hand is okay. So zor is okay. So says more, no, left hand is not okay. You have to give back the right hand before you make any progress to your left hand, even when you're standing still. So I'm right, but if you tamer klapi lechut, you know what? Even if you say that the left hand can go and make progress from beyond further to his back to closer to his back, nevertheless it's not a proof that Zor is okay. Because Shan Yahi Hiluch Bizar Shani Me'ilov. The difference between a non Kohen, right, who's a Zor, and the Kohen's left hand, which is still being done by a Kohen. Amrei Zirbizir said, Pshitas Yad, along with this concept, extending by hand, Losus Okiluch, it's not the same thing like walking, right? Walking is actually traveling. Extending by hand, this doesn't have the same parameters. Perhaps if you can extend by hand even to the left hand, but you may not walk, only a Kohen can walk, not a Zor walking the pitcher.
It seems like Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Boaz are saying the same thing.
They are. He's confirming what the Svara is. Masisa Pliga Rabbi Yanai. The following Mishnah is Rabbi Yanai. It says, Nishbach min ha-kli ha-ritzba, if some of the stuff falls out of the vessel on the floor, va-safo, and you gather up kosher, then it is valid. You may use it. So we see that even if it's rolling on the floor towards the Mizbeach, it's okay. Certainly the Zorash be okay. As Marno, Amraibi, Viti Potashir, Mizgalgel, so typo should be clapping chutz. Even that's talking about specifically where the blood is rolling away from the Mizbeach. So therefore, the rolling didn't do any good, and that's why the loch is just being done by a kosher kohen. Amrei Barabba said, Afil temer klape should be lifnim. Even if you say it's rolling towards Mizbeach, again, shani yiluch bizar, the difference between where zar is taken, shani yiluch melech, as opposed to where it's going on its own. A zar might be worse, because a zar is not just neutral, but it's like he's metami, it's right, he defiles it by carrying towards Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zir said, pshitas yad, also so kiluch here, it's either out of place here, or the shari Torah Seretz Yisrael says it's superfluous. That's good. The same we had before, and it's not out of place here. If it's supposed to be here, then probably you have to do like Pnei Moshe and say, Om Rabbi Zir, Pshitas Yad, Lo Asu Asoki Hiluch. That here we see that the extension by hand is not the same thing like walking, and Pshitas Yad, Lo Asu, like the same way it said before, that pshitas yad is not like hiluch. In other words, it's possible here, not pshitas yad, but the stuff can roll towards the mizbeach on its own, but a zor cannot take it. So, again, it's not clear if this should be here, because obviously, before I told you about actually extending in the left hand. Now I told you about not with the hand, but it's rolling on the floor. But if you use it, it's figuratively speaking, it's the same thing like taking it in your other hand. And again, a way Pnei Moshe Church learns it. Pshitas Yad Lo Asu Hiluch. It's not like Hiluch, and even though Hiluch is possible by a Zohar, Pshitas Yad or rolling is not possible when it's done on itself. Masisa Pliya Rabbi Yana, yet another Mishnah Rabbi Yana. It says, Natas Amachtabim, you know, the Kohen Gadol takes the shovel in his right hand, there's a coffin, and the spoon with the Ketoros in his left hand, Mismolo. Says one, no, there it's different. There, Shani Yishoreinu Yochel Asoso. How you can't take both in your right hand. There, left hand is okay, because you can't take both in your right hand. When you go to Yitlo Sobis Rosh, you want to strap on the spoon to your arm, right? And have them both on the right hand. That's it, but you don't do it. Yitlo Sobis Rosh ain't a der covered. It's not bad. It doesn't pass. You can't do that. Now, the next Gemara. For the next five lines, it's impossible. There's no way to understand it. I stared at it for an hour today, almost, trying to figure it out. It's really five lines, but it's impossible. All the Mepharshim go crazy trying to figure out what it is, and some just give up. So in any event, I will give you my pshat, which is just as good as any other pshat, and it has, based on one tenuous assumption, I concede, but nevertheless, it's worth a shot, and I think it's original, and I like it, so let me tell it to you anyway. V'yachlif. Now, yachlif would mean, conventionally speaking, would mean, well, switch the right hand to the left hand, or put the kaf on the right hand and put the macht on the left hand. But that's not going to work. Okay? Trust me, it's not going to work if you take yachlif to be conventional. Rather, so I think what yachlif means like this. Yachlif means not switch the kaf to your right hand and the macht to your left hand, but in the spirit of Bert Kahn, switch and hold the kaf and tie the macht to your arm. Why? Because it's not there, it's to put the ktoris tied to your arm, because the ktoris are going to give to the kings, they're bring it, hold it on your elbow. But the coals, what are the coals of such a big deal? So Gemara's kasha is, so switch, okay, so don't put the ktoris in your head tied on, but tie on the coals. So says Gemara, Savri Meimar, no, they want to say im hichlif posel. To do that is no good. Why is it no good? Why now is it me machlif? So it's into, because it says by the macht of lokach melo machto gachleish. It says you gotta hold it. It says v'lokach. V'lokach means you have to hold the axe. You have to hold the machton. That's not called holding. It's not going to work. You have to dafka hold it in your hand. Okay? So you have to hold it in your hand. So it says more v'yachte. Now the Gemara asks the question, so switch. Okay, fine. So you have to hold. But switch. Anyway, you're going to hold some in your left hand, right? Because you can't hold both in your right hand. So switch. Put the macht on your right left hand and put the ktoris in your right hand. So it's more imhichti mi mina smaller kosher. You're right. You could do that. That's fine. The reason, as if you recall, the Bavli said the reason why you put the macht on your right hand is because the macht is usually heavier. So therefore, since it's heavier, so you want to have in the right hand to hold it better. But you want to switch, because there's nobody going to stop you from switching. Now, the Ritbas brings an interesting thing here. He says, why tak is the left hand good for Ktoris? For no other avodah is left hand good, but for Ktoris it's good. So he says a very nice story. He says, because by the Ktoris, by definition, you have to use your left hand. Why is that? Because the chafina is both hands, right? So therefore, left hand, by the definition, plays the role in Ktoris. By no other avodah is that true. Even by Ktoris the rest of the year, as we'll see in a moment, it's not true. You don't have to do chafina by any other Ktoris the rest of the year. But by Ktoris on Yom Kippur, there's an Indian of chafina. So that's what teaches you that the left hand has a valid place to serve, right? So it says, V'omar of Tamon. Now the Gemara asks, what about Taka regular Ktoris? Every day of the year. What about every day of the year? Every day of the year, how many Kohanim do the Ktoris? Two. One takes the Machta, and one takes the Kaf. And each one takes in the right hand, right? So ask Gemara, every day, why doesn't one Kohen do it? And take the Kaf and Machta, just like Kohen go to the Yom Kippur, right? Excuse me. So ask Gemara, V'amar of Tamon. So v'yechte, let's also there take one in each hand, right? V'yechte means, you know, the macht on the left hand and the kaf on the right hand, or vice versa. Says Marino, taman im hechti posel im hechti posel. There, no matter what, it's posel. Hechti is posel and hechti is posel. Why is even whether you do put both in one hand, one strapped on and one on top, or you switch hands, right? Put one in each hand, one in the other hand. No matter what's posel. You can only take one thing. Why is that? Because hichlif is possible because it says v'lokach mu'a machto gachleish. Has to be taken. And you can't use your left hand because, like the Ritbah says, by Yom Kippur you can use the left hand because the left hand is anyway part of the avoida, right? For the chafina. So you continue to use it for the avoida, for the bringing in. But by every day, there's no chafina. There's no din of chafina. There's a specific measure every day of Ktoris. They don't do chafina every day. So therefore, every day, so you can't say that you could use the left hand, right? So again, from after Mon, V'yech say, no, Tamini, Mechti, Posel, Mechli, Posel. You can't do either of those things. You gotta take, and you gotta take the afkin right hand. From Hacha, but here, im hechti kosher, if you switch hands, you know, if you hold both in hands, either way, it's kosher. Im hechlif, only if you're machlif, meaning you put both in one hand, you know, one tied on and one in your hand, then it's possible because you're not holding it properly. Okay? That's the end of the hard part. Hakomodim. Everybody agrees. Shim hechnis an achas kiper. If you brought in first the machta with the coals, then you went back out and got the ktoris again, it works. But the Bavli didn't say you're yoytze, but the Bavli didn't say you are over if you're going twice, because you're only allowed to go into kachim at minimum times necessary, right? And you're going in extra time. Which one is the bad one? So the second time, surely you got it once. No. The guy went in with the coals. So what do they tell him? Figuratively speaking, of course, they tell him, hey, go back! You only put in the coals. Put in now the fire, the ktoris itself, right? We tell him, go back again. We push him back in. And you say he's over on the second time. That's the one we make him do. It's the first one he was over. Because the first one was like he did a half a thing. He didn't do the proper avoida the first time. Second time, he completes the avoida. First time, he did part of the avoida, right? So in the first one, he's over that he shouldn't have gone in by itself. The second one is the one he should have gone in for. Similarly, Tamatin learned over there, when you get Tommy the Beis Hamikdash, you have to exit as soon as possible. So it says, what if you didn't exit as soon as possible? First you bowed down. You thought it was good, right? Or you stayed enough time, you stood. Now there's enough time to bow down. What do you transgress? On the standing still or bowing, or on the time you run out? So Chavrai Omre, here the Korban Hayah change of Girsa. Chavrai Omre, they say, Alach Roina, on the running out. Right, on the which is like the second time by the Ketores, right? You sure you already stayed the allotted amount of time, which is the amount of time it takes to leave. You use that up in bowing down. So now we're going to flog you. You're going to have to be in korban for having continued to remain the Beis Hamikdash beyond that time. Amar Rabbi Yisrael said, "No, Omer lo tzei." That he in the latter part of the time when he's actually running out, he's doing what he's supposed to do, right? To leave. So Vata Marachins are going to say, in that time he transgresses, Ella Alari Shoina. What time is he transgressing? The first time when he's standing there and bowing down. Okay, now it says, Kohen Gadol goes from the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodoshim. Between the Kodesh 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 Kodoshim are two curtains, and between the two curtains is a thickness of an amma. Rabila said, Zecher Ladovar. This is a commemoration of the first base in this way. There was a wall there. The heat that seen it down, like we learned over there, amatraxin. There's an amatraxin, which is the amma between the two parochases. Esim amma, which is 20 amas high. 20 amas, excuse me, not 20 amas high. It's 20 amas from the wall. The base kodesh kodashim of the kodesh kodashim was demarcates an area 20 by 20 behind it. Mar amatraxin, what is an amatraxin? So says the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda says, butzraya. Butzraya, I don't know exactly what that means. So I kind of skipped over. Om Rabbi Yehuda butzraya. Rabbi Yehuda from butzraya, Omar, he said, traxon. Traxon means, in Greek, in and out. I guess extra is like outside and intra is inside. So it's like, or in is inside. So it's like extra in, right? You see similarity to that? So trax is like extra and then sewn, own is in or something like that. So it means inside, outside in, meaning ma'avni ma'avachutz, this delineates what's inside and what's outside. Rabbi Yisrael said, "Min madusiv arboim ba'amoya ba'is." Now, the amma between the two parochases, we're not sure what its status is. It's a suffix, and that's why there were two parochases, right? It's not sure what the status is between. So Rabbi Yisrael says, "Madusiv arboim ba'amoya ba'is." It says that 40 amas was the area of the heichal. Who a heichal? Well, lifnet lifonai, that's the sanctuary before me, Adam Rad Mifnit, that teaches us that the rest of it, the 20 amas of the Kodesh Kodeshim, plus the amma of the amatraxin, all should be considered to be Kodesh Kodeshim. And we Ramon Rav said the exact opposite. It says, Vayas is based Kodesh Kodeshim, Esrim amma. It says Kodesh Kodeshim is 20 amas. Having the chutz, so the rest of it, including the amma between the parochas, should be outside, right? Should be, not Kodesh. My time of the Rabbanim. Now, it's a machlokus, actually, which Yerushalmi has not brought down yet. I don't know if it brings it down at any point. And the machlokus is where there was an amma to walk between, or whether there was one curtain, which was the thickness of an amma. Okay? So, my time, Rabbanu said there were two curtains, because it says, v'ivdila parochas lochem v'gomer. Now, the way the Shari Torah Eretz Yisroel learns it, it says, it's actually a smachta, but it says, in the Chumash, Veveitzu Shomas mi beitz the parochas es aron haedus, shmir beyond the parochas the aron, and then vivdila parochas lochem. The parochas should separate for you. So the word parochas there is redundant. Shkriv just said vivdila lochem because he knows beyond the parochas. So it must be, says Shari Torah Tzitzro, that it's superfluous to teach us that there are two parochas, one on the inner edge and one on the outer edge. Ma'avli Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi do with this extra word parochas? So he learns that Kodesh Kodeshim Shalomal and Kodesh Kodeshim Shalomaton. It's the above the Kodesh Kodeshim is the second floor.
So he used to teach us that on the second floor there should also be a parochus between the area in the attic, so to speak, above the Kodesh, and the area in the attic above the Kodesh Kodoshim.
Like a canopy?
What?
A canopy?
Mm-mm. In the second floor, there should be another parochus. Okay? So it says, the Gemara, Velez Rabbanan came, don't Rabbanan hold their way as well. No, they don't hold on the second floor. There was actually a curtain dividing between the second floor over the Kodesh and the second floor over the Kodesh Kodesh. Rather, they hold Kiyotin like that, which learned the Rosh Epispesim, there were logs sticking up, Mavdi Baliya, separating on the second floor between the Kodesh 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 between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodesh. Now, according to Rabbanan, says the Mishnah, Hachitzon Eprufim Min Adorim, the outer curtain was folded back on the south, right? So the south is that way, folded back over here. And Pnimis Minatofon, the inner curtain, was folded back on the north, right? Over here. So the Kohen Gadol would come in here on the south side. And he would go between the curtains and Shmagil Tzom until he got to the north side. He covered up part of the Dorom, so then he would turn again to the south. I mean, once he was in, right? Halakhli Smol Ima Parochus, he would go, I did it backwards, because in the Kodesh Kodashim it was, Kodesh Kodashim is in this direction. Sorry. So Kodesh Kodesh, so he would go with his left arm towards
you have to
be portable? No, I didn't bring it with me. I was smart. I made a mental note to bring it with me and I did not. So he came in on the south. He walked towards the north, right? He came into on the north side of the Kodesh Kodoshim. And then, walking back towards the Aron, he would go with his left arm towards the wall, right next to the wall. In other words, he wouldn't walk into the middle of the Kodesh Kodesh. It's not right. He should hug the curtain until he comes directly opposite Kodesh Kodesh Aron, and then come to the Aron. Okay? When he gets Aron, he puts the shovel between the two poles. He piles the Ktoris on the coals. The smiley body slush in the house becomes full of smoke. Yotzo bolo derech nisah. So he comes back the same way he came in, and he goes back backwards. The spiled field Ktoris, he dominates a short field. The lawyer Marek didn't extend his field, shall have his soul, not to frighten the Jews who are waiting for his safe return. Tani. So he learned. Mina menora viladorim hoya nichnas. Okay, let's say, here's the menorah, and here's the shulchan. Okay, so the minam menorah ledorom ayenichlas means you come in on this side between the menorah and the south wall. Okay, minam menorah ledorom ayenichlas divraymer. V'yotzei mei minam shulchan etzavon ayenichlas. He used to come in on between the shulchan and the north wall, which means he used to go all the way around. Right? Obviously, these are symbolic. You know, we want shulchan, menorah. There are all sorts of symbolisms here, right? Tani, we learn mizbach alizov la menorah hoya nichnas. Yet another interpretation, way back yonder, is the mizbach azov. Pick up the Gemara a little bit. So, here's the mizbach azov, right? So we are coming between the mizbach azov. The Mizbach Hazov and Menorah Nichnas, who come in here between the Mizbach Hazov and the Menorah, and Moya Ma'alch Menem, he would walk here Achu Magia Litzafon, and then he would come in Moya Ma'alch Menem would walk between the two until he got to the north over here and then enter the Kodesh Kodashim here on the north side. Okay. Now, between, says the Mar, between here, he's walking between two curtains, right? And he's walking with hot coals in his arm. So guess what could happen if he's not careful?
Fire.
So Yadoro Etzel Yoav, while he was walking, he would push with his elbows at the curtains, right? Kadesh lo yishtafu, in order that they shouldn't get burnt. Since the parochos shouldn't get burnt. Higilatav, when he got to the north, again, that's over here, right? And he went, got turned to the south to go when he got to Kodesh Kodoshim. He would go back, in other words, he would hug the parochas, as we said before, in order that it shouldn't look like he's striding between the body, between the poles of the Aron. I think it's figurative. What it means is it shouldn't look like, it should look like he has some fear of the Aron. He's not going so near. Keturos, now when he gets to the Mizbeach, to the Aron, what does he do? Armel Chidachina said, all the souls here are so messed up. Armel Chidachina meniach es hakaf baret. So here it says kaf, but the Korman Eden, I think it's right, says it's the machto. He puts the machto down on the ground. So the machto with the coals, right? And Vizorkabavir, and then he tosses the spoon in the air that we saw in the morning in the Avoda book, right? He tosses the spoon in the air, the kolta, and he catches it. Now here it says Bamachto, but it doesn't really, according to the corner of Ada, and the Pashim shot is, we're going according to the opinion that he does need Chafina Acher Chafina. So he doesn't catch it directly in the Machto. Gormain changes the kolta b'chafinoso. He catches it in his hand, so he tosses the spoon and it flips over and he catches the stuff in his hand and then he puts it on the machta, right? Shmuel Amar Bodito Biraglov. Now there are various interpretations of that. Bodito Biraglov, according to one interpretation, he holds a spoon in his legs, between his legs, and turns it upside down and stoops down to catch the powder with his chafino, with his hands. Yeah. There's another interpretation of that, which is Shari Torah Seretz Yisrael says, Borra Begodlo, which means, not Bodudu, means, as we also saw in the book, he goes like this, he uses his thumbs to push in, you know, from, let's say, the kaf is over here, he uses his thumbs to push in from the kaf. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan says, Marim Bitocha Kaf. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't need Chafina Acher Chafina. So he just can pour directly from the spoon of Ketores onto the coals. And the smoke will go directly up like a palm tree. Chakri post, and then it dissipated or spread. The rest comes down. Yatzo bolo kedech nisoso. So he comes out the same way he went. In other words, backwards. Okay? Rabbi Yosef. Now that's only like Rabbi Yosef. But according to Rabbi Meir, afilu boy, even he wants to go yochil. You can't do that. Lama, why shloite and achor l'kodesh, so you shouldn't go backwards into the kodesh. This is a very interesting distinction. I want to say my own derech in this, and I think it's right. And then I saw in the Shai Torah, Sir Yisrael says the same thing. Rabbi Meir holds that there are two parochas, so you back up till. It starts with Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds there's only one. Okay, there's only one, so you can't back up. I mean, you have to back up, right? Because no matter what, your backside is going to be towards one of the holy areas, right? So you have to back up. So you go out backwards, right? You recede from the Kodesh Kodashim, you retire backwards. But according to Rabbi Meir, that there were two parochas, so you can go back till here, right? But if you come backwards here, so actually, you're coming with your backside first into the Kodesh, but you're not facing the Kodesh Kodashim because there's a parochos between you and the Kodesh Kodashim. So according to Meir, logic dictates when you get over here, you turn and face the other way. Okay? Because the raid is a parochos. So according to him, you actually came out here, you went backwards, then you turned, and you went frontwards to come out that way, and come out frontwards towards the Kodesh. Okay? Similarly, Ksiv, it says, before the base of Mikdash was constructed, it says, Vayavo Shlomo Labama Asher B'Givon. Shlomo came to the altar, which was still at that time in Givon, Yerushalayim. So it says, Manakim, what does this mean? Im Yerushalayim Ayabah, What's Givon Yerushalayim? Givon Yerushalayim, two separate cities. If he was coming from Yerushalayim, name are me Yerushalayim the Bama. Say he was going from Yerushalayim to the Bama. If he was coming from the Bama, name are Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. Say he was coming from the altar to Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Avdua said, should be me Bama Hayaba. He was coming from the Bama back to Yerushalayim, but he was coming in a way that he didn't turn backward. He didn't turn towards Yerushalayim. Shlolite Nachor Vakodesh. In other words, as he was receding from the Bama towards Yerushalayim, he went mi Bama. He went the way the pasuk goes. Vayavoshlom Labama Labama Hashem Begivon Yerushalayim means Shlomo came with his face towards the Bama towards Yerushalayim. You understand? He was walking backwards the whole time from Givon to Yerushalayim. So it's as if he was going to the Bama, even though he wasn't. He was coming away from the Bama. But as if he was going to the Bama because his face was constantly towards the Bama. With Tzvah Tfilo Ketorah Vayisachitu, with Dam the short field in the outer house. V'kachoy Tzvah Tfilo, so she's going to be Yom HaKippurim, but say so, b'sholem min HaKodesh. This is Tfilo, he came out safely from Kodesh. Right, and of course this Tfilo is somewhat, more or less parallel to one we have in Ramach Zorim today. He said, we shouldn't have a golus, lo be yoim zeh. In other words, we shouldn't have a decree of golus, not today, no b'shanazos, nor in this year. There's a decree of golus, be yoim zeh, o b'chol b'shanazos, tego say to l'makom shel teicha, should have golus to the place of Torah. You're talking about Hashem Elokei Nevelokei, but say no, shel lo yetzei oleinu shiu chisaron. You should have any shortcoming. Lo b'yom hazeh, not today, v'lo b'shon ha'atzos, nor in this year. If we have to have a shortcoming, meaning a shortfall in our money, let's spend the money not on improper luxuries, but on mitzvos. A year of cheapness, a year of plenty, a year of successful transactions, shana gushuma, a year of rain, ushkuna and dry, utlula and full of dew, all at the proper times. We shouldn't need each other. We shouldn't need to talk. Don't listen to the tefillos of the wayfarers who daven that it should not rain when it has to, right? And Rabban Kesar Armin. Yeah, Rabban Kesar Armin. But Am Chay Yisrael, he used to daven on your nation Israel. Shloikbu Shora Zua Gabzu. People should not lord it over other people. Okay? Valanche Sharon and people in Sharon who had houses built on built of mud, which would very easily collapse. Oyomi would say, Yir Tzomenech Hashem Okeinu V'Okei V'Seinu Shloi Asu Batein Kivreim, their houses should not become their graves. V'loi Amarech didn't have it long Shloi Havis Yisrael nor not to frighten the Jews. Ma'ez Be'echot Sheherich, once there was a guy who spent a long time davening, V'gormali Koyis Echav, they're about to go in after him to see what's happening. Amru, they said Shimon HaTzadik. It was Shimon HaTzadik. It was justified. Amru, so he said to him, Lama Erachto, why did you spend such a time, long time? Amru, so he said, Bispal, you see, Amikdash, Lokechem, Adam, you are based on Mikdash. Shloi Echrem shouldn't be destroyed. So Amru, they said, big deal. Avel B'chein, lo yitz the Tzorach L'arach, you still shouldn't have davened for so long. Okay?
Why didn't they just tuck on the rope?
I don't know this, I'm not so sure there was a rope. I think it's a common legend. I don't think there actually was a rope. Because none of them really died in the Kodesh Kodashim. They died in the Kodesh. Even the ones who died. They didn't, not to be Michal. We had that in Yerushalmi, not to be Michal in the Kodesh Kodashim. They didn't die in the Kodesh Kodashim. Abraham Shah Shashimesh, 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 Attack is the Sobukun Agdoilah. He'd spend 40 years going Godel. But Shon HaKonah, the last year, Amal Emesu, he said to them, but Shon HaZos, and he made some dying this year. Amal Emesu, they said, Mechel Tei Dei, how do you know? Amal Emesu, he said to them, Kol Shon HaShon HaShrisi Nilchav Space Kosh Kodashim, every year when I went to Kosh Kodashim, Hayazokin Echel Lovash Levonim, is a certain old man wearing white clothes, Vatul Levonim wrapped in a white hat, Nichnasi Mi, who came in with me. Vayetzi Mi, he went out with me. Shon HaZu, Nichnasi Mi, this year went in with me, Velo Yotzi Mi, he didn't go. So they asked the theological question, Bon Kami Rabbi Avo, Vaksidan Sevchodam Lo Yebo Moed, says no person should be in Oa Moed, where before the Chaper Bakodesh, when Aaron comes in, I'd say so until he leaves. And we say we dashna feel also in your custom ban, even those concerning which it says, Udmus Pneim Pneodam, the visage of their face is like the visage of a human being, meaning Malachim. Lo Yubo Omoid, there shouldn't be no Omoid either. So what was this guy going in there? At best it was a Malach. How could it possibly go in? So Malun, so he said then, Rabbi Yavo said, Ma Omar Li, Da'ava Banash, who says it was a person? Or a Malach? And Yoimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oya. It was an image, the prophetic image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, the Nevi'im and Ma'aseh Merkava, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the form of a human person, even though it's just a metaphor. But so that's what maybe what Shimon HaTzadik saw.
No, it couldn't have been HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was wearing a white hat, not a stroma.
It's a white stroma. Says the Mishnah further. The Rav of the Kaiso, who was Nifter a few years ago, Rabbi Getz, used to wear a white strimal. All white, yeah. It's pretty impressive. Okay, it's the kind of strimal I want. Mishnita Haram. I don't want a strimal. I really want a spodek. I don't like strimal. I like spodek much more. Mishnita Haram. What?
Overall 6 feet tall, those guys.
The Gerers were there. Rabbi Ken's are short. He wears a spodek. Okay, Mishnita Haram. Once the arm was taken away, Evan Isa Shami Mosa Nevi'im Rishonim, there was a stone there from the days of the first Nevi'im, meaning the first base of Mikdash, which is Shasiya, and it was called Shasiya. Gavah Mirat Shlosha Etzbos, it was 3 Etzbos high from the ground. Voleya Nice, and on that he would put it. The Evan Shasiya today is far larger than the Shlosha Etzbos. It's not the Evan Shasiya. The one they have in Dome of the Rock is the stone in which the Mizbeach was, not the Evan Shasiya. Tani, we learned. Before the urn was taken away, he put into Gniza. Hayanichnas v'yoytzi l'orosh l'orni, would go in and out by the illumination of the urn. Mishnita l'orn, once the urn was taken away, hayamikashesh, he had to feel his way. Hayamikanebuch. My impression, if I read this, how sad it is. Now, the second base on Mikdash. Other people get other riots from here. But in the gosh is beneath, not the gosh yet, you have to feel his way in and out. From there, the world was spread out. The world was created from there. Same idea. See, it says, Mizmor Lo'osof, a Mizmor for Osof, Kel Elokim Hashem Diber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, by call Eretz, and he called for the land, Mitzion from Tzion, Mikla Yofi, the glory, Elokim Ophir, the beauty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim Ophir, God appeared, but Omer, he says, Ocheni Yosa, but Tzion Evan, they're going to put a foundation in Tzion, the stone, all these things indicating there's a foundation to the world in Zion, which is this stone. Nata Sadam Mishumayo Memaris, but I don't have much time left. Nata Sadam Mishumayo Memaris, but he took now the blood from the guy who was stirring it. This is the blood of his power, of the bull. We're ahead of where we are now in the Bavli. No, Nichnas, the Mokom Shinichnas, he went in the same place where he went in before Mishumayo, meaning the Kodesh Kodashim. Vama the Mokom Shomer, he stood in the same place where he stood. Reason and manner, he sprinkled it. Achas the Malon, Visheva Lamaton, once up and 7 down. Now, he didn't actually intend to go and, you know, like that. Rather, he would hold his hand stationary, El Kamatzlif, like somebody who's flicking. And that means that the one up, he would go the way the oracle explained, the one up, he would go like this. And the 7 down, he'd go, but not moving his hand, just like flicking. Okay? And kach yamayne would count. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chomesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. Yotz v'nicho, he went out, al p'nicho, and he would put the blood in this picture from the bull, al kenazov shebechol, on a gold stand, which was an echo. He realized the story, now they brought him the story of Hashem. Shachli slorit, the kibbutz mazik is dominant, received its blood. Nichnas v'makom shnichnas v'omah v'makom shomar, he went into the Kodesh Kodashim and stood there. Vizari Manu, and he would sprinkle it as well. Achatz l'mal, one up, v'shev l'matan, 7 down. He wouldn't intend actually to sprinkle up and down. Elok Matsu would just flick. The kachi amoyin v'chuli v'count, etc. Yotzi nichal kenoshein shabeichal. He went and put in the second stand, which was in Nazar. Amen. Lo yasham elok kenachal. There's only one stand because at no time were both bloods sitting in the stand. There's always dealing with one blood or the other. Okay? Notal down par, so he took back the blood of the par. Viniach dam sorry, put the blood of the sorry down. Vizoy men al parochas. Now he is sprinkling on the outside, not on the inside, about the, by the kaparis, but on the outside by the parochas. Shekinegar army bachutz. Opposite the arm outside the Kodesh Kodoshim. Achasamalam shevel amaton. One up and seven down. Vloyem is kavin lazos lomalam lolamaton. El kamatsi vachacha yamoina. It's missing the chule. But he didn't split that, so he's count. Not the Dhamma Sari, but Nir Dhamma Par. Now he went back and took the blood of the Sari and left the Dhamma Par. These are men of Parochas, did the same thing. I'm a Parochas, Shekin Aaron, Bilchutz. Achas Milamalam, Shevelamaton. One up, seven down. Lame is Kabin, Lazo, Salamal, Lamaton, Kabatsi, Kachi, Amone. Same idea over again. Now, Ira Dhamma Par, Tokas Dhamma Sari. Now he made a mixture. He mixed them both together. Vinosa Samoy, Tokas Rekon, and put the empty one, the full one. You know, like when you mix cups for Sheva Brachas, you know, you go back and forth. So that's what he did. V'yotzei Mizbeach Shalif Neim Hashem, and then he went out to the Mizbeach Hazor before God. V'chiper Olav, and he atoned for it. Zem, that's a quote from the Pasuk, and it says in Mishnah, Zem Mizbeach Hazor, that's the gold Mizbeach. Ma'amit K'matzlif, what's like Matzlif? Shavar Chanei B'Shem Rebbe Lo said, K'mitavreid. And, Mitavreid is,